Go deeper. Find your center. Live life to the fullest. This is the Deeper Connections podcast from The Daily Motivator. Welcome to the Deeper Connections podcast from The Daily Motivator, sponsored by Connections University, where you'll find the Experience Excellence audio program, a resource for encouragement, inspiration, and mastery of life's everyday challenges. Visit deeperconnectionspodcast.com and download Experience Excellence today.
I'm Ralph Marston, publisher of The Daily Motivator.
I have spent the last 24 years seeking to offer daily encouragement and positive thoughts to people all over the world. I do this primarily through my Daily Motivator website and email subscription, which I started doing way back in 1995, before Google, before YouTube, before Facebook, a long time ago. But I was fascinated with the idea of using technology, and particularly the technology of the internet, to provide people with resources and assistance in connecting with their best possibilities. And what I started back 24 years ago as just really a hobby, as something that interested me and fascinated me, in about 5 years became a full-time job. And I am so thankful and grateful that I've had the opportunity over all these many years to write The Daily Motivator and to provide a daily positive boost, reminders to readers about their best possibilities, about living a purposeful and positive life. And one big problem that I have is that I feel frustrated in writing these daily messages. I intentionally make them short, easy to read if you don't have a lot of time, but that also limits what I'm able to say. And for a long time, I have wanted to reach people on a more meaningful and deeper level. And so I've been tossing around in my mind the idea of doing a podcast. And so you are now listening to the first episode of that podcast that we call Deeper Connections from The Daily Motivator. And I am delighted that joining me on this new journey is my friend Kimberly Kane, who will be co-hosting the podcast with me. Kim and her family I've known for a very long time. We grew up in the same community many years ago. And we've recently reconnected and discovered that we both share a passion for offering support and encouragement to people from all different walks of life. And in particular, we share a concern that there's a need for more meaningful relationships between people in business, in education, in all different areas of life, in just going to the grocery store. So we've decided to embark on this journey of offering a weekly podcast. And this, like I said, is our very first episode, so you'll have to excuse any flub-ups that we make. But I would like to go ahead now and introduce Kimberly Kane, who is going to be co-hosting with me.
Thank you, Ralph. That was such a great introduction to what it is that we care about and what it is that we're going to be doing on this podcast. And I have to say, I am so excited about the energy that we're generating here, because I already feel a sense of connection to the listeners, and we're not even there yet, but I can feel it, because like the title of this podcast, Deeper Connections, that is really what we're looking to do. And we live in this culture where we're so connected, more connected than ever by technology. And yet we are becoming more and more disconnected from ourselves and from each other every day. And so like you said, we both share this concern and we want to actively do something about that. And so it feels great to say, okay, we're doing something. We're going to do that right now. We're starting this podcast. So, I really feel the energy of it and it's very exciting to me. Yeah. And so just a little about me, I have another podcast that I've taken a little break from, but it's called The Naked Vibe Show. And that is where I'm also talking to people on a more deeply connected level than what you might normally hear in conversations. And this is mostly with musicians, because I've been a performing artist and musician for most of my life. And, I see music as being one of the things that helps people connect, because it goes to places within us that words cannot. So often when people are having difficulty communicating, music can bridge that gap. And so I love talking with other musicians about what their inspiration is, where it is coming from, and then how they take that inspiration into themselves and manifest it into something tangible that connects with people on such a deep level. So that's what that podcast is about. And, I'm a public speaker and have been, working with people as a Remo Drums health rhythms facilitator. So also using drumming and rhythm patterns to help people connect more deeply to themselves and to each other. And, I'm an author and, a lot more that we can talk about as we get to know each other over time. But connecting with Ralph and launching into this venture feels like the right time and the right way to do this. So, Ralph, thank you so much for including me on your journey here. And, boy, let's roll.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim. Well, I'm very excited about, we've discussed some of the topics that we're going to be talking about in coming episodes. And I'm excited about the possibilities. I am not as comfortable speaking as I am writing. And so I'm happy to have someone to, you know, to speak with like you, who I can bounce ideas off of.
Sure, yeah.
Rather than having things just bouncing around in my head.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
That's sort of making the point that we're getting to, which is, you know, connections between people, that each of us is very capable and powerful in our own right.
Mm-hmm.
But when we join together, the effect multiplies exponentially.
Yes.
As far as what we can do. You know, even just two people together can accomplish a whole lot more than two people individually working.
Right.
And, you know, as you add more and more people to that equation, the numbers just grow incredibly.
Well, it's that collective consciousness. We both, you know, as writers, writing is a very solitary experience. And I'm kind of a half introvert, half extrovert. You know, I love to connect with people from the stage. So I love performing and speaking and getting feedback from the audience and then being able to feel the energy of connecting in a way that, just an easy example would be, let's say, performing and you have an idea of what your set list is and what songs you're going to do. But let's say the audience has a whole different vibe than what you planned on. Being able to read that and in the moment go, gosh, we were going to go to this song next, but it just doesn't feel right. Let's go here instead. So that energy of connecting with people on that level is a lot of fun for me, but I also enjoy the writing process, the creating process, where you do have to go to that inner place and it's just you and your higher self, or you and God, however you see that, of making that happen. But when you come together with someone else, like in this application, it's been fun when we've talked about what this podcast would feel like and the kinds of things that we wanted to talk about, how you start to say something and someone else, you know, you'll pick up on that energy and you may take it in a slightly different direction from where I was going. But when I hear it, it's like, oh, that's even better than what I was originally thinking. You know, so I feel like it is this, like I said, it's a connected collective consciousness that we all draw from, and you really can feel so much more, let's say so much less alone and so much more supported when you come together with others like that.
Right. Well, you know, I'm fortunate that I have thousands of people who read my, daily messages each day. And one thing I love about that is hearing from them. You know, I get a lot of emails from readers. And I know from, you know, just connecting with so many people out there that there seems to be a lot of loneliness in the world. People just seem to be very disconnected or feel extremely disconnected from a lot of things in life, from their values, from their spirituality, from their own desires, from other people. And I think, you know, we've talked a little bit about that, that is a big problem. I mean, that concerns me greatly.
Yes.
The fact that so many people feel so disconnected. And, you know, just today on the news, there's another report of a school shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I see something like that, it just makes me so sad that someone felt that the only way that they could make a meaningful connection with their world was to do something horribly destructive.
Yes. And it makes us feel also, it makes us feel helpless and hopeless. It makes us feel like, when it's something that is as horrendous as a school shooting, sitting here, it's like, what can I do about that? There's nothing I can do about that, but there is. And I think you and I both feel like that coming together with others and for us to be able to talk openly about these feelings of loneliness and hopelessness that so many people have, that maybe we can make a dent in that for listeners. And it might not even be someone listening to this podcast that's feeling that way, but it might be someone they know. So we never know how this discussion and how just opening ourselves up may create a ripple effect and help someone that actually prevents something like that. Because as time goes on, we'll have a lot of stories that we can share with people about that ripple effect and about how something seemingly very small, like a conversation between two people, can actually have a massive change somewhere for someone down the line.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, in our lives today, there are many things that we consider to be important. And I guess the number one among them for a lot of people is earning a living. And of course, health is important, and family. And it seems to me like we've kind of lost touch with the fact that it's important to connect with other people.
Oh, yes.
And in fact, we seek out ways to avoid connecting with other people.
Oh, isn't it the truth?
We bury ourselves in looking at our screens, and we go to shop at stores where we don't even have to talk to anyone to check out. We can just, you know, scan our merchandise and be on our way. And
texting instead of making the call.
Right. And, you know, a lot of these things are great time savers.
Sure.
They make us much more efficient. You know, I like to say that we've become very, very efficient at conducting transactions.
Yes.
But we've done that at the expense of deepening our relationships and yes. even at the expense of forming relationships.
Yes.
And we, and even to go even beyond that, we've gotten to the point where we are sometimes eager to discard relationships.
Absolutely.
In the interest of, you know, of a more efficient transaction.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, we'll pick the cheapest airline flight, even though we may have flown on a particular airline for 30 years and had great service
mm-hmm.
and enjoyed the experience.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
But, you know, if we can save $5 by going to somebody else, we'll do that.
And, and then later you think, okay, now what was wrong with all that? Oh yeah, it was that $5 I saved. Now, was that really yeah. worth what it cost me on an internal level? Not even a little bit.
Well, and you know, what happens is then we become creatures that are, you know, instead of searching for good, lasting, valuable relationships, we're searching for the cheapest transaction that we can get.
Right.
And so the airlines cater to that and they,
oh, yes.
they look for ways to reduce, you know, what's their headline price going to be for this flight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, we'll just not, we'll not accept luggage. You know, we won't let you check your luggage. We'll
right. just, you can come, but you can't bring anything with you.
We won't let you go to the bathroom. We're not going to let you, we're not going to give you anything to eat. And, you know, all those things reduce their cost and allow them to put on the screen a lower number.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it do to the experience of, you know, of travel? I mean,
right.
I remember when it was fun to go on a trip on an airplane.
I know. Oh, I know. We used to
and,
love it.
You know, the technology, the equipment is much better than it used to be. It's much safer. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot better, but it's not nearly as much fun.
Well, what's fact, funny is I'm amazed at, like you said, that used to be fun. It was like, oh, good. We'll fly. We'll be there in minutes. Now I literally go, oh my gosh, the last thing I want to do is fly. I start calculating. I'm like, okay, if I don't stop to go to the bathroom more than once, I can jump in the car. I can be there in 5 hours. Oh yeah, definitely doing that instead.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's a matter of, just realizing what we have with each other, you know?
Yes.
I mean, we have to be thankful for what we have or mm-hmm. we're going to lose it.
That's right.
And what we have is the most amazing civilization that's ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
And what has enabled us to create that is our relationships with each other.
Oh, that's and right.
Some of which have been built over, you know, generations.
They're absolutely.
Not just relationships with existing people, but relationships with the people that came before us.
Oh, that's right. Oh gosh. I mean, lately I've been so tapped into that because, as you know, Ralph, I lost my father in January. And so that grief is still pretty fresh. And, you know, we'll dive deeper into some of those things in later podcasts, but what is so meaningful to me right now, I get calls or texts from my father's friends just checking in on me. And some of these people, they don't have long on this earth,
yeah.
but it's important to me to be able to talk with them, to hear their stories about, times that they shared with my dad. And when I say his friends, I mean, as you know, he was a person who has friends who
yes.
are kids all the way up through 100 years old. So it's amazing, but I'm talking about some of his older friends
mm-hmm.
who I know won't be around much longer. It's like, I just want to soak up all that goodness and their stories and just knowing that they're not going to be here in the world. They'll be gone from this world. I'll have the memories, but hearing their voice now and making that very human connection is extremely important for me right now.
Right. Yeah. You know, that kind of speaks to the truth that a lot of times we don't fully value something until, you know, we no longer have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're feeling some of that and, you know, realizing these connections with people mm-hmm. are not going to be around, you know,
right.
very much longer. So it pays to be thankful and be appreciative and make good use and support and uphold those good things that we have.
And to be proactive about seeking those connections out.
Right, yes.
Like I said, you know, one of my dad's friends who lives in Arkansas, you know, there's a chance I'll never see him again. And I'm aware of that. But I think about his connection to my dad. And when I think about him, sometimes he'll cross my mind during the day and I think, oh, you know what? I'm going to pick up the phone and call George and just say, hey, how's it going? Just to hear his voice, because that could be the last time. And that's an extended network, not just of, I consider him my friend too, but he's generationally, he's my dad's friend, but that's my web of connection, you know? And so I want to actively seek it out.
Well, even people who are no longer with us, we still, there's a lot we have to learn from, you know, people who lived thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through their work and their what they left behind. And
connected to them.
Right. Through books and history and the values. You know, that's another thing that we seem to be very eager to discard traditional values without realizing how much went into making them what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
They are the result of thousands of years of very, very tough experience.
Yeah. Experimentation and tweaking along the way.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that didn't work out well. Let's tweak that a little bit.
Exactly. Right. This guy died, so maybe we shouldn't do what he did.
Right? Don't jump off that cliff. Make a note.
Maybe we shouldn't eat those berries that guy who's writhing around on the ground.
It's like, yeah.
You know, I've always wondered that, you know, how did we learn what food to eat and what not to eat?
And trial and error.
It was all through, somebody paid the price for that.
Right. But also, you know, the other thing too, which I know we'll get into in future episodes is, and one of my favorite subjects is intuition, that built-in intuition, things that you just know.
Right. And you were talking about collective consciousness, and there's a concept of a collective unconsciousness as well, that, you know, there's truth that we know that was discovered by our ancestors and passed down to us in some form. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it's anything magical or weird, but there's something there.
Oh, yeah.
To where we know things, you know, in our very DNA, for example.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Yes,
that are coded into our physiology, like the fear of snakes. That come from a long, long time ago. And so, you know, whether we realize it or not, we are very deeply connected, and we would do well to just think about those things. You know, just consider the ways that we are connected and what we can do to make good use of those connections and to expand on them.
Exactly.
So I think that's kind of the thing that we want to talk about in this podcast. And at least those are my thoughts on it. And I think you feel pretty much the same way.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, again, just very excited about the possibilities and everywhere that we can go. And like you said, so many people who will have ideas as well. And we encourage you to send those to us, things that you might want to hear a discussion about, because you are connected with us as well. And so you're a part of that discussion.
Yes, absolutely. That is great. The whole idea is to become more deeply and richly connected. And we're going to try, I think, to keep this at a reasonable length every week, so you're not having to invest 2 or 3 hours in listening to us banter. that.
Right.
So
some thoughts and ideas to get you percolating.
Right. Exactly. Want to thank everyone who joined us, who's listening.
Yes.
And invite you to come back again next week for another episode of Deeper Connections from the Daily Motivator.
When you need a break, a word of encouragement, a spark of creative juice and inspiration for mastering the challenges of life, work, and relationships, you'll find it in the Experience Excellence audio series from Connections University. You can download it right now through the link at deeperconnectionspodcast.com. While you're there, be sure to subscribe to the show at deeperconnectionspodcast.com so you'll automatically get the latest episode as soon as it's available. You'll find options for iTunes and other platforms. You'll also find links to the music in this podcast, written and performed by Local Honey.
I'm Ralph Marston.
And I'm Kimberly Kane. Thanks for taking the journey with us.
Be courageous in all of your connections. Go deeper. Your life will be richer for it.
This is Deeper Connections. Learn more, be more at deeperconnectionspodcast.com.